This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, dude.
Welcome
really?
In.
Heather, I'm not going to do that to you.
My goodness.
I'm not going to do that to you. Not after the previous donut incident. I'm not going to do that to you.
What's the donut incident?
No, it was the drop that we had a lot of fun with.
Oh,
which was
the
fine.
Ice cream incident.
I understand.
It was ice cream.
But it was gratuitous.
It was
unnecessary. And so I will stay away from this one.
No. All right.
Let's All right. Maybe, you know what? I do have a new Rico drop to debut today.
Oh, do you?
Oh. It's go to the page.
Okay. Hang on. This will be great radio.
All right. Go back. Now go about halfway down. One more page over this way. The one that's got a million drops.
That's me. Okay.
On the right side, last column, about halfway down, it starts with new. About halfway up.
New.
Your show? What was that, Rico?
Their show went off the rails yesterday after that. I heard this.
Tom, I'm guilty as charged. He was doing a read, and I'm like, why has this not struck me? And then I went in, and he was still doing the read. It was like a seven-minute read. It was longer than Otto's updates. And Kenny is like, I'm so glad you noticed this. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I wasn't on my game. But yeah.
I mean, how old is he? How old is he? I mean, maybe it's time.
What, Rico?
Yeah.
I don't know, was he born in 1943?
Is he the same age as Doug?
Yeah, honestly. Because they were college roommates.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right,
so
I don't know.
Mid-50s?
Yeah. Maybe it was time for an upgrade. I don't know.
Yeah,
roughly the age of Mike Tyson.
All right, there you go. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
I did. I think the audience did too. Tyson, Paul, tonight. You guys talked a little yesterday. We talked a little today.
Yeah.
You're not interested?
Not for me.
Just in the spectacle of it.
No, I don't want to see Grandpa get punched in the face. That doesn't entertain me. Here's my thing. I don't think it's real. Jake Paul can't lose this fight, or the sphere, the billion-dollar machine around Jake Paul dies. Yeah. There's no coming back from you lost to a 60-year-old.
Oh, but it's Iron Mike. It's Tyson.
It's really not.
It's street cred.
Okay, but it's like beating Michael Jordan in one-on-one while he has a cigar in his mouth. That's not this. I can't.
Mike,
it's
I don't like that I'm looking forward to it, but
you're going
to
watch.
I want to see how this goes.
I'm not mad at anybody who's watching it. It's not for me. I I'm not trying to sound like Grandpa Simpson. I understand Jake Paul. I get that. But I don't know specifically what he has done with YouTube to be this famous. I don't know what am I watching? Who is this person?
He's curated a brand as a very punchable face, and this is the moment for it to get punched.
Fantastic.
John's a big believer in old man strength. You're into this, John.
Oh, yeah. I'm just hoping that instinct, that what Tyson has been doing for his entire life kicks in. I understand he's 58. He's not going to be as powerful. He's not going to be as quick. He's not going to react the same way. Is the 31-year difference, is that the great equalizer? Because Jake Paul's been doing this for 4 years. Who's he really fought? And how good is he? Like, we don't know because he's not fighting anyone.
I know.
Is the 31 years the great equalizer from the baddest man on planet Earth to be able to be an equal to Jake
All right,
Paul.
But my problem is I don't believe it's legitimate. It's just saying, doesn't it feel like it's staged?
Oh,
a soap opera.
Sure.
Like if you were telling me, if you could polygraph both of these guys and say, all right, straight up, are you allowed to knock this man out? I'd probably watch. But I just don't believe, like, Jake Paul's too big to allow to lose, if that makes any sense.
Too big to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's an element of this is, like, complete cartoony. And that's why I don't like that I want to watch it.
But you do.
But I'm going to watch it.
You are. Now, what time do they actually get in the ring? Midnight?
10:30 or 11.
Yeah. I saw there were 7 fights on the undercard. Right. I'm going,
but that allows you to go out and have your whatever you do on Friday night.
No
and
question.
And then come back and turn it on.
God, I will feel like such an idiot if I turn this on.
It's hard to resist it, though.
It's so bad. It's like a car wreck.
I know. Just got to see it.
Who's the dog of the week this week?
All right. So we are 12-1 with these, which is stupid. So we'll see what we can do. We are going to go, you know the game I'm going to, Air Force.
Oh, see, I told him I thought it was going to be Kansas.
I want to, but remember, we're not getting the number we want.
Right.
Air Force +3.5 at home against Oregon State. Oregon State's in a free fall. I think they finally realized we are poverty ridden. We don't have a conference. We've lost everything. They're making a quarterback switch I hate. The new kid, I said this yesterday, this new kid, Gulbranson, makes John Navarre look mobile. This guy is a statue. And in that offense, they want to run some RPO. You're losing all of it. And Oregon State's rush D ranks 130 out of 134 teams. Even a bad Air Force team, take advantage of that. So Air Force +3.5.
Makes sense, John?
Sure. Yeah, I'll take your word for it. I mean, again, programs I'm not paying attention to.
I know. And, John, I know it's gross, right? And I know, but not a game anyone wants to watch, but, like, we're 12-1. I'm trying to keep it going here.
Sure.
Other consideration, Florida?
Yeah. That's a letdown spot for LSU.
LSU.
There's a quit factor
Nothing
there.
Left to play for.
It's a big number, too, isn't it?
Four and a half. It's a good number.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good number.
We talked about Florida. We talked about Kansas. We talked about
Arkansas.
Arkansas, I like, but see, that number got hit again.
13.5 down to 12.5 exactly. Now. You're just getting beat up on it.
I think you just bet that one live. But no, I look, man, you got to look for some spots here. And look, John and I were talking off the air about it. I think part of the problem now in college football, you're seeing a quit factor that's just obscenely high. Mm-hmm. And it used to be, hey, we got to get to a bowl game. I need my gift basket. You know, like now you had Nick Castellanos quit BC football, just disappeared. Oh, I got benched. I'm hitting the portal. Your team's making a ball. You're one play from getting your job back. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Miller Moss did the same thing. You get benched, and all of a sudden you enter the portal. Really?
That's Michigan's new quarterback, isn't it?
Could be.
Apparently.
Could be.
Dude,
who knows?
It's so ridiculous, all of it.
You talked about the Bryce stuff, Underwood.
Yeah.
$10 million, if it's real.
If it's real, here's what I would say.
It's a hell of a commitment by Michigan.
But, I love what they're doing. I'm not mad at them, and I'm not mad at Underwood if he took the money. It's life-changing money. You do you.
Yep.
I think it's absurd on both fronts. Here's what I would do is if Michigan's willing to pay their starting quarterback, call it $2.5 million. If that's really what you're willing to spend, I don't want a 17-year-old high school phenom.
You'd rather go to the portal with it.
Go get Cam Ward. Whatever this year's Cam Ward.
This version of, yeah.
Here's $2.5 million. Here's our quarterback. And then underneath that player, you have to seed in, I can't even believe I'm saying these numbers, another $4 to $5 million and get skill players.
Receivers,
and Michigan, candidly, and John obviously could speak even more eloquently on this, Michigan has an offensive line problem specific to the tackle position because outside of Hinton, they don't have anybody who's any good. So, like, if you do that, Michigan could be all the way back. I don't understand paying him because then you're starting him. He is going to be terrible his freshman year. That's not his fault. It's just what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't like any of it.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Uh-oh.
Let's do it. The Detroit Zoo has a new resident I'm excited about that will soon be introduced to all the viewers. Zoo officials announced the arrival of Jagger, a 3-year-old sloth bear. She will be the first of her kind at the zoo in decades.
Is that just a slow bear?
No, in fact, it's not a slow bear at all, but it kind of like resembles more of a sloth. It's not related to a sloth at all. It is an actual bear. Right now, she's behind the scenes. She's expected to kind of venture outdoors sometime next week. So a sloth bear, here's some fun facts, eats termites and ants out in the wild. And I read somewhere like can actually like shut its nose so that none of the little bugs
crawl up its nose while
it's eating.
Nothing worse than a bug up your nose.
But it does have like long kind of claws like a sloth does. It's got a long, it looks a little different than a bear, kind of like disheveled, a little bit messy appearance, long, rough, unruly hair around its ears, shoulders, and neck. Anyway, something to look forward to at the Detroit Zoo.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Detroit Zoo is also featured on the brand new Detroit Monopoly game that is out. You can try to get your hands on it. It's apparently sold out all across the city, but it features some iconic Detroit locations, Campus Martius, American Coney Island, Belle Isle, DIA, Eastern Market.
The Little
Market.
Caesars World Headquarters, I'm sure.
Of course.
Yes.
Are there any like square pieces for completely abandoned neighborhoods? Do I get like the whole street with three houses on it?
Nope, I don't think so.
No.
I did try to look up, Jim.
What, Jim?
Nothing.
Is the Packer plant in it?
What the most expensive locations were?
Yes, I wanted to know.
I'd like the Bobolo boat, please.
How about the Detroit sign? It's got to be on it, right?
Heather's trying so hard. Go ahead.
One, I thought it looked like Comerica Park, because it does, but when I zoomed in on it, I think it's Belle Isle and Eastern Market.
Those are your top two.
Okay. Those are the top two.
The giant slide.
Yeah.
It's got to have a spot, right?
It should. And the music
slide right
should be
past
playing.
Go.
G-Matt Cash. You there should it is. Have it should be like the sound effects, right?
I will trade you for the district.
Yes, exactly.
It's just a concrete block.
If you're taking the day off today to go hunting, the Michigan DNR has you covered. They released this fake permission slip. We've seen these trend before. I think the Tigers did it once, too, whatever. For those who need to get out of their commitments that they've made today. So the permission slip excuses whoever, you can fill in the blank, from school, from work, from any family functions from today through the 17th as they are needed. It says, at an undisclosed location surrounded by fields or trees to keep an eye on wildlife and gather food for friends and family. It's a fun way to get out of anything you are committed to today. This story is so intriguing to me. A missing dad of three is believed to have fled to Europe after staging his own kayaking death.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, this 44-year-old.
Uzbekistan?
He's been at least in contact with a woman in Uzbekistan. So this guy is 44 years old. He was first reported missing in August, but authorities say that they later discovered, you know, he had replaced his computer's hard drive, cleared out the browser, taken out an insurance policy, and they believe he is alive and well, and they're hoping that the story will go viral and he will contact his family.
See, David,
what is going on?
Well, David said this, that if his wife was pregnant for a fifth time, he would just run away. And I'm like, well, look, people do that. I'm like, we could set you up with a new life. And then here we are. Heather's got the story.
People have done it.
And you imagine the ratings boom it would be if Hatchet faked his own death? It'd be amazing.
What would his story be?
Would he drown in a lake too?
I don't know. I just the story's fascinating. He just literally vaped out on his life.
He did.
It's amazing. John, are you okay?
Hi. Yeah.
Something's going on.
Obviously on Twitch, I'm looking at. Look over your shoulder. This is what is being shown over your shoulder.
The
Emperor in Star Wars is.
Yeah, that's something.
It's hovering over you. Yeah. Sorry. It's just.
I see.
He's Mike Valeni. Catch him later today, 2 to 6. Cash the ticket wherever you get podcasts. That's Heather with the news.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.